As a pharaoh, Hatshepsut is wearing a man's garment, a short, pleated kilt. Her bare torso seems at once taut, as the pharaoh was typically depicted, and soft, like a woman's. Dorothea Arnold is the Lila Aitchison Wallace Chairman of the Department of Egyptian Art.
Yeah, this is, of course, one of the most important pieces of art of the time of Hatshepsut, and perhaps in ancient Egypt overall. It's not complete. It shows its history by having breaks and cracks, but it's quite a unique piece. The artist has been immensely successful in showing her in this way as the official pharaoh, but at the same time as a woman. She has the figure of a dancer. See the long legs, immensely long, slender legs. She has this kind of cat-like face, which is clearly female. The artist, in a way, creates a new being that is both male and female and makes it look to us natural and beautiful. This is really, I don't know of any parallel in the whole history of art where this has been done so successfully.
The figure itself was highly polished, with paint only on the headcloth and kilt. The image was housed in a shrine. As the doors of the shrine were opened at sunrise, the morning sun reflection on the crystalline surface would appear to make Hatshepsut's radiant spirit, or Ka, come alive to receive its offerings.